Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What up? Happy Hump Day. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. We are the Old School Crew coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are at the Mecca of sports radio here in the great state of Nebraska. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. It is Wednesday. Essentially, we are, let's see, 2 days, essentially 48 hours, essentially from a game.
Three sleeps.
And Christmas will be here soon. So, but before that, we're going to talk some NFL business. There was a trade. I said it was another trade where Anthony Richardson essentially, you know, got traded to the bench. And then I think I look at his trades. Anytime you make a move at that type of position, quarterback, you are essentially, you're trading one quarterback for another, and you're trading a different version of whatever the quarterback that's being benched or promoted or demoted. Then obviously the Panthers have decided to stick with Bryce Young. And so when you look at it, Anthony Richardson now knows that he is on notice to job interviews. Who, you know, he's got to make himself enticing to another organization. There's nothing that the Colts or their head coach or offensive coordinator should or could say to him right now. Now, some of it's on him. Maybe a lot of it, right? His conditioning is on him. And maybe he didn't understand the magnitude. And this is what happens when you draft a player that's immensely talented, like physically, but doesn't have a lot of experience, right? I mean, because you got to think Anthony Richardson had one of these typical, like, Akili Smith. I don't know if you remember Akili Smith draft stories where you didn't hear about him. I mean, you knew who he was, right? When they do the pregame, like Herb Street or something. I remember when they play Wisconsin, they'll talk about him. Or I think it was Utah or whatever it was. But he was like, oh, okay, he's a good athlete and he's got a good arm, but I don't think he's going first round. Well, then he has one of those draft stories and he goes number four. Probably was a little bit overshot the runway. And so then you have, you know, on the opposite side, you have Bryce Young, who has a lot of talent, has a lot of experience, has the moxie, is the guy that you could think that could lead a organization no matter where it's at. The owner liked him. Everybody else wanted CJ Stroud, but it didn't really matter if the owner liked him because the owner is not a good owner. And so therefore he's not in a good situation, right? You brought in a new coach that he obviously didn't like Bryce. Bryce didn't fit his eye, benched him very early. And everybody was like, oh, the Red Raider Dalton is found it. He found a, everybody knows once you put a new quarterback in a new system, they're going to do well because they don't have any tape. That's the way it goes. And so you got two quarterbacks at the same place in the careers, but oddly different, right? Bryce Young probably wanted to be traded at some point in time, didn't. I'm sure there's places he would like to be besides Carolina right now. And then now Anthony Richardson, who came back off, I think, a concussion, right? Or what was it, his original injury that Flacco got in? No, it was concussion last year.
Yeah, concussion, then the shoulder last year.
And then what was it this year? Because remember, he was practicing and wanted to start.
Yeah, it was Pittman that had the back.
And then he wasn't. Well, either way, he thought that, okay, pretty much they went back to him because they were like, you are a franchise quarterback. Well, once you got too tired, then the franchise made a drastic move. Now, I want to ask your guys' opinion is this. Did the coach sign off on this because he knows he could be gone? Because, I mean, Joe Flacco is playing good, and Joe Flacco is the better quarterback. He's better than Deshaun was, but obviously just money kept Deshaun there, and then they signed Jameis for more or less money. Let's be honest. Joe Flacco is better than Richardson right now. But you only go to a 40-plus-year-old quarterback when you know you have to start stacking wins so you don't get fired. Well, but that's, is that it? Or, I mean,
shouldn't that? But see, this is where I find it interesting with the different NBA pockets, NFL pockets. Winning the most games that season should always be
all right.
Like I don't understand tanking. I don't understand. Growing pains, right? That sort of thing. That it means that somewhere along the line, either the talent isn't good enough and we can't develop it, or we just don't know what we're doing. So Austin and I had this conversation 3 weeks ago, he's right out here at the desk, and he said, "Well, who would you rather have? You know, Flacco or Richardson?" Well, it wasn't even close. It wasn't close.
Yeah, and they're 4-4 right now, so there's a potential they could sneak in the back door of the playoffs.
Well,
still, mathematically.
You've given yourself a chance to have success now, which is the thing in the league where people pay you to win football games. People support you. These are paid professionals at the highest level. At the highest level. We're not talking about, you know, rec ball. We're not talking about travel ball. We're talking about the highest level. So if you tell me the Colts can't win now, you have all the wrong people making decisions.
Well, right now, what are the 7 teams getting the playoffs or 8?
Seven.
Seven. So right
everyone
now
gets the bye and then the
so play. Right now they're 8th and the Chargers have played one less game. So right now that's why they're making the move.
Well,
they think they still have a chance.
But it's that thing that you would ask Jay Foreman, "Hey, if you're in that locker room, if you're the starting linebacker on that team, you've been there where you look at the coach and say, that's not the decision best for us."
With Richardson.
Yeah, like you would go, that's not the best decision. The best decision, we want to win. We're playing our butts off. We're playing our tails off. We're making sacrifices, blood and bruises and injured bones. We're sacrificing. So we'd like to win now, sir, if you don't mind doing business. Don't know what kind of business you're doing. But Jay knows, he's talked about being in the locker room and recognizing, listen, I can like young David Carr, but he doesn't give me the best chance to have success now. And if Jay knew the length of his career, Jay would have said, "Hey man, I got 4 more years left."
Yeah. Yeah. If I knew the end was that, I would have probably left. I would probably would have right? almost maybe left less or left, excuse me, for a little less money, knowing that I could make it up getting in a better winning situation.
And you have options. And see, this is the part that they're messing up the Jay Foremans of that team. High-level, competent professionals who, quite frankly, if you're in year 6, you've got your bank right.
Yeah.
So now you, listen, don't waste my time. Don't waste my opportunity. We can win. It's the NFL. Not everybody's going to win the Super Bowl. But we can make a run.
And I'm willing to accept that premise. But then why draft Anthony Richardson in the first place? Why say what you said 2 years ago in the first place, that you're willing to be patient, that you're willing to ride it out, that you know there are going to be ups and downs? If you have a win now roster and you want to win now.
You lied. And here was the thing.
And that's why I'm disappointed.
If look at what, so case in point, the 49ers said, we have to continually spin the wheel until we get the right choice. And we can start with a veteran quarterback. Right, we have a guy that could. We know we can win half our games if he's good or bad. Then there's a young guy that has high potential but some flaws. And then we have the young super talent. What happened with them was they spun the wheel 3 times and then landed on Brock Purdy, and it's a blessing, right? It doesn't always work that way. Mm-hmm. The Commanders did a thing, and listen, they told you Mariota walked into before the draft. They had a dude who in their system thought they were going to win more games than they won last year, which wasn't a lot, but still a better deal, right? And then you find out that I've got a dude, so I got to play him. Carolina did it the worst way they could have possibly done it. I still believe, and Jay, you can tell me what you think of it, I still think Bryce Young is going to be a star in the NFL. That's just me.
I think he needs to get to a better situation. Like immediately.
And Josh and Davey, do you understand David Tepper?
No.
There is nobody.
Nobody does. I mean, it's It's sad. I mean, Eric on here, Eric on text message, he said Jay had worse awareness than Brian Cushing. You know, I just it's tough, man. Quarterback, you are a predator. Your career will it'll make or break you who drafts you. I felt like the Colts had a great I still feel like they have a good roster. I mean, I think they have the best roster that can challenge Houston, you know, top to bottom. I like everything they do. I like their offensive line. I like their, you know, running backs. I like their receivers. I like their defense. I just think Anthony Richardson was never ready. I don't even know necessarily, to be honest with you, if he's mature enough. I don't think he's very mature.
So it depends on what you mean by mature. I think he has a good head on his shoulders. I don't think he's ready for the responsibility.
Yeah, he's not.
Trump endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's not mature enough to...
He'll make the right decisions off the field. He's a great good locker room guy, but might not be ready to stand up underneath the weight.
Yeah, he's 3 years away.
Is that what we saw at Florida?
We don't know. We didn't see a lot of Florida.
You didn't see a lot of Florida.
See, here's the thing. People go through and they make decisions based on what they want to do anyway. And it's to their core, to their personality profile. And you look at the leadership of the Colts, and that was where I knew that was going to happen, because they were going to draft what made them comfortable, not what was best for the team.
So I'm going to say yes, and
okay.
It was also a break of character from Ballard. The GM should be on a hotter seat than the head coach. Steichen's been there for a year and 6 games. Chris Ballard's been there for 7 or 8 years. This is the guy that Ballard put the chips in on.
Who's in charge?
Irsay.
That point.
Right.
That part.
Right.
Forget about the checker players, checkers pieces. That wasn't it. Just like Tepper, just like Snyder, just like Jerry Jones, just like Davis, there's certain owners that it doesn't matter. Listen, you temporary and part-time. And that's not the way to build the franchise. Listen, you're going to make bad leadership will constantly make the same consistent bad decisions. We've talked about it at Nebraska. We've talked about it around the league. The leadership has to be, you've got to choose people who, one, know your mission, capable of the mission, honor the mission. And none of those situations, whether it be Indy, Carolina, et cetera, are they willing to tell the owner, hey, man, we're not coming to work for you? That's when Snyder finally decided to leave D.C., when good coaches, quality coaches and quality players told you, everything works about this except you. Then they go, you know what? I can't do the job. I need to get out of here. I can go take my billions and build another ship. Until then, Jay Foreman would bang his head against the wall at a defensive coordinator who's thinking more about keeping his job than helping Jay Foreman win games and prolong his career.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the Indy thing, it's weird because you got to go all the way back to Phillip Rivers. Like, they didn't even try. Phillip Rivers was pretty dang good there.
Luck, Brissett, Rivers, Wentz, Ryan Minshew.
Right, but I'm saying what I'm saying, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Phillip Rivers.
And got you to the playoffs.
To the playoffs.
A first down away from beating Buffalo in Buffalo.
Literally off the couch. Mm-hmm. Dude was like coaching. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you didn't even try to even entice him to come back. I mean, he set all types of records as far as like the short amount of time and he was playing. So right there, it started to rear his ugly head. Then you were like, okay, let's try to be the Raiders of Indiana and retread Carson Wentz. When you had a young, this roster right now was very young.
That would have been the time to draft the project quarterback.
Right. But then now you go get the guy that was a bad teammate up in Philly. And you bring him in here. And then, hold on. Here's the best part. All he had to do was win one game down the stretch. And they went down to Jacksonville, remember, right?
And lost. The Raiders and then the Jaguars.
Yeah. He had to win one game. Lost the Raiders and the Jaguars, who both. The Jaguars was inexcusable. It was like 9-6.
Yeah.
Okay. So there. Then you were like, okay, well, we're going to have to take Gardner Minshew because he still has some fans in Jacksonville.
Boy.
And that's the guy that we're going to lead us out because he's going
to
be the
Richardson started, then he got hurt. Then they had to turn to Minshew.
Then you had Richardson and Minshew, and who actually did all right. He's kind of like new, like, what's Fitzmagic or whatever his name is.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
And then you drafted the Richardson, and it was like Jim Irsay was like, okay, here's the quarterbacks that have been successful here at Indy. Start Peyton, Andrew Luck, and we'll even say Phillip Rivers, and a little bit with Brissett until he got hurt. He was a good game manager. What all four of them have in common? Pocket passers, really cerebral. Obviously, you have two Hall of Famers. I consider Luck a Hall of Famer, but obviously Peyton Manning. Well, it's three of the four are Hall of Famers. Okay. If you want to go two of the four, you still got two Hall of Famers and you walk through your building. And it's pretty much three with Luck, right? But then now we're going to go get the guy because if you go back and it had to be Lamar Jackson MVP year that he thought that he's going to get that. It had because
Cam.
It had to be Cam or somebody for you to draft Richardson, right? At number four. You had to think, I can have that in this dude. Because
or even Jalen Hurts. That's who Steichen developed in Philly.
Well, that's who it is. Well, then that's on Steichen. He need to go. Because Steichen.
I am not sold that Richardson was Steichen's first pick.
But whoever made the decision and whyever they made the decision, they were wrong. Like either your thinking behind it was wrong, right? Maybe you thought, listen, I have enough talent. I got enough Jay Foremans in the room to win no matter, as long as my quarterback doesn't terribly suck, we're going to be in this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And you sold Jay, like you went to Jay and you asked Jay, hey man, are we good enough? Do we need a quarterback? What kind of quarterback do we need, Jay Foreman? And Jay Foreman will tell you, hey, listen, man, I need 21 points. Jay will tell you, hey, man, get me 24 points a game. Give me 21 points a game. And then Jay feels like him and his group can shut people down and battle enough for them to go to the playoffs and have success. So, Jay, whoever had the decision, whoever they talked to, they got it wrong. And it happens. Think about it from this perspective. 2/3 of the league gets it wrong every year. 2/3 of the NFL gets it wrong every year. The problem is there's no penalty for
especially when it's the owner. The owner's not going to take the penalty. Yeah.
Like there's no punishment. We can rattle off eight organizations that haven't been good in long enough with such consistency, and somehow they get the revenue share from the rest of the NFL. The top third pays them to suck. And if you're the business owner, you're in such good business. Hey, man, how much money y'all spending? Because I'm putting that in the bank.
My 48% and your 48% are not the same,
right?
But they're the same.
Like, I'm going to the bank because these dummies are still going to show up and support the team. They're going to wear the jerseys because guess what? It's the only – listen, I got to go get my 56 Foreman jersey.
So would you rather – they felt like they needed a quarterback, right? Now, I'm sure there's some veterans they could have signed, but God forbid they do that. So it came down to, for them, between Richardson, unless they were able to pull off a huge trade. So it's either Richardson, Will Levis. Next quarterback was Hayden Hooker, who's still ain't seeing the field. So, you know, he doesn't really count. Remember, he was coming off a hurt knee. Mm-hmm. And then the next quarterback didn't go off until like late, right? There wasn't a lot of it was a quarterback week. It was a weak quarterback draft. That you wonder why he went so high. It's because of that.
But Jay, if it's a weak NFL quarterback draft and you are in the position and you need a quarterback,
Stetson Bennett went fourth round.
Right? Some sort of quarterback, right?
Mm.
You're flawed because you're in need. Two, you're if you don't know what kind of need you're in, because I don't know who you thought your offense was going to be. I'm not sure who you thought your offensive coordinator was going to be. Hey, by the way, that one decision also affects the quarterback coach, the running back coach, and the receivers coach. Hey, better talk to Jay Foreman, the offensive line coach, because guess what? He can tell me what kind of quarterback he can block for, right? Hey, running back coach, listen, you going to carry us, or is this dude going to have to be a playmaker? So all of that stuff in play. Is the all of the decisions that happen, and then there are too many dudes in the room who can't get into Jay Foreman's head or in the room to have a legitimate conversation with your smart leadership and say, what should we do?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, man, because, you know, you can ruin as great an accomplishment it is to go number one, it can ruin your career. And then sometimes, you know, the let's just say the goal line is moved obviously for different people. So it's like where I think David Carr was playing his best football when he went and was back up at Carolina. And then he went and learned how to, you know, play or what it meant like to be a champion with the Giants. Bryce Young might not get that chance. He might be like a trivia question. And he deserves to get a chance to start, man. And like I said, he needs to be up in Seattle. That's the perfect place for him. But you know, nevertheless, anyways, good NFL stuff. We're going to take a quick break, come back. And, you know, we'll dive into some more NFL stuff and what that trade means for, Baltimore. Why do you trade for a receiver at this point in time of the year? When you have a Zay Flowers, Bateman, and you get Andrews back, there's something, lurking there in Baltimore, what they're trying to do. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.